On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Two more people injured in last night's horror taxi crash in Umdloti have died, bringing the number of those killed to four. Two victims died on the scene when the minibus collided with a bridge on the M4. Three others suffered critical injuries. IPS's medical rescue Samantha Merrick says six people were treated for minor injuries.
A taxi travelling from Durban to Tongaat crashed into the Umdloti Bridge. Two men passed away on scene, and a further two men have passed away in hospital due to multiple traumatic injuries and the best efforts of medical personnel. There was nothing further that could be done for them.
The High Court in Durban is due to hand down its decision on the use of the Umkhonto we Sizwe name in the case against Jacob Zuma's new political outfit. The ANC accuses the party of breaching trademark laws by adopting the MK name and logo. It says it's similar to those used by the ruling party's disbanded military wing. Legal expert Sunil Singh explains what the judgment will entail.
Historically, the name Umkhonto we Sizwe was the arm wing of the ANC. Now, if you had to look at historically from there, and the judgment will obviously be based on the impact it would have on the voters. The court should look at it in the sense of where to create a clear distinction between the two parties in contest, Izwe and the ANC, so as to not incorrectly influence the voter, who is the most important person in this entire conundrum.
And Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky says he now sees a chance for victory for his country against Russia. This follows the U.S. House of Representatives passing the long-delayed military aid package. It's likely to include air defense systems, mid-to-long-range missiles and artillery shells. The $61 billion package will be sent to the Senate this week before President Joe Biden signs it into law. Zelensky says if Ukraine is given the right weapons, it could change the situation on the front line. A recap of our lead story. Two more people injured in last night's horror taxi crash in Umdloti have died, bringing the number of those killed now to four. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.